Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It certainly is, and this morning we're joined by Laura Podofsky. Morena, Laura, how are you?
Good, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, thank you for coming and chatting to us this morning. What are we talking about? Kegels.
I feel like we might have to explain what Kegels are for some people who don't know.
Yeah, so let's start at the beginning. What is your research in, Laura?
So my research is with the Auckland Bioengineering Institute, and I'm researching women's pelvic floor muscle health.
That sounds very under-researched, I'm just going to guess. Is it an under-researched field?
I'd say so. I mean, engineering for starters doesn't have many women in it. My background's mechanical engineering.
Yep.
And yeah, we definitely need more research in the women's research sphere. Totally.
And so how did you get interested in this? What sort of set you off on this course?
It's been a couple of years now. I'm 2 years into my PhD, and as I said, my background's mechanical engineering, which is totally different. I'm learning a whole lot more about anatomy, which we probably should know about, seeing we are, as women, have that anatomy.
Yeah.
I just found the research on a project online and thought it was pretty cool being a female engineer, and got in touch, and yeah, I love it. Yeah.
So what exactly have you been researching? What have you been looking at?
So women's pelvic floor muscle health, if you don't know, is a really, really big issue. Your pelvic floor muscles control your continence, so they let you hold your pee into your bladder, and then you can relax when you go to the toilet. And when you have a baby, I guess those muscles can become weak.
Yeah.
It's definitely something I've heard about.
It's one of those things you do hear about, but I feel like I've never learnt or known anything actually useful or important about it, which is probably what this research is filling a gap for, I would imagine. You've created like a piece of technology. It's called the FemFit, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So what's this?
So this is a really fancy fandangle whiz-bang device that you put inside your vagina. So the backstory a little bit is when your pelvic floor muscles get weak, they're just like any other muscle in your body. You can exercise them and make them stronger.
Right.
So you don't leak or pee yourself after you have a baby, and lots of ladies can't go for runs, or people are scared to go out for dinner because they're like, don't know if there's a toilet there, not sure.
And this can be quite debilitating for people.
Yeah, no, that sounds so stressful.
This
is just, I'm stressing.
But doing your pelvic floor muscle exercises does work. The research shows that it does work for most women, and it will fix it. But
these are your Kegels.
Yeah, the Kegels.
This
is your Kegels. But if I tell you to contract your pelvic floor muscle right now, can you do it?
I don't know.
I don't know what
doing it or not.
It sounds like a weird dance move or something, but I feel like that's not what it is.
So
that's kind of the point. People don't really know what they're
doing. No, yeah. And there's heaps of weird analogies. Like imagine you've got a pencil inside your vagina and try and draw a picture.
Is that something people say?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so unhelpful.
So this little FemFit device, you can pop it inside and it will connect to your smartphone, and you'll get instant biofeedback for if the exercise you're doing is correct or not.
So if you're contracting the right muscle space.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
You don't have to imagine any
No pencils.
So
will it have information about how to then adjust the exercise you're doing so that you are doing it correctly?
A little bit, yeah. So that's exactly what we're working on at the moment. So the device is not yet available on the market, but our research is at the moment looking at how women use it and the information that we get back. So it's got 8 sensors on it, and depending which muscles you contract, different sensors will activate.
That sounds really interesting. It sounds also kind of like it's been gamified a little bit as well.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, it's really cool. So there's a little bird on the app, and when you squeeze the correct muscles, the bird will fly.
I kind of like it's not taking itself hugely seriously either. It's like, hey, look, this is a strange thing that women end up having to do sometimes, and you know what? We're going to make it a bit fun as well. So that's awesome. That is really awesome. And so what's the next step for this research? You're just kind of like testing it out now, see how people are using it.
Yeah, for me personally, we've got a big clinical trial coming up. So ladies who are unfortunately on the wait list to get pelvic floor physiotherapy, which is the best treatment, but of course course.
Right.
Through the DHB, there's a little bit of a wait list. So hopefully we're going to get these ladies to use this device for a trial at home.
Awesome.
Cool.
Enjoy the bird and have a nice wee time and resolve their symptoms, fingers crossed.
I love it.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah, they are working on a bit of commercialization behind the scenes, but my research is...
is more focused on the immediate
science.
Thing, yeah, the science side of it. Well, it sounds really interesting. I do also like that you said there's a lot of just useless misinformation out there as well. You're just saying Gwyneth Paltrow is your nemesis, kind of.
Yeah, she, those Kegel eggs that people talk about that they put inside and you need to hold it for ages. I mean, you've got to learn to relax your pelvic floor as well. Otherwise, you could get other issues about not emptying your bladder and things like that.
So disastrous.
When I was sick last week, I was like, you know what? I might try watching Gwyneth Paltrow's ridiculous new Netflix show because it just looks like it'll be super stupid and I'll just be able to brainlessly be like, wow, this is a dumb show. And it was so boring. I couldn't get past 5 minutes. I was Gwyneth Paltrow, this isn't even silly and funny. It's just lame. Oh,
well,
no.
Power to the Kegels, I say.
Yeah.
Power them up.
Someone's texted in, I need one of these. Genius. And someone said, no jumping on the trampoline.
So that's the one I've heard before. A lot, like no jumping on the trampoline if once you've had a baby. Can't do it.
So that kind of makes more, increases your abdominal pressure, and it's like, I guess your vagina's, oh, I don't know, it's going to sound weird, kind of like a toothpaste tube. Like if you put more pressure at one end, like the pee will come out. So if the cap's not on properly, then
that's a great analogy.
Your pee, if you push one end, the pee will come out. So that's kind of like that extra, the intra-abdominal pressure.
It's a perfect analogy.
Pushes
Fantastic.
Down.
Exactly knew what you meant there.
Yeah.
This sounds like awesome research, really useful and has such practical real-world uses as well. So cheers, Laura, for coming and chatting to us about that this morning. I hope the rest of your clinical trial goes really well.
Thank you. Just encourage everyone out there to do your Kegels.
Do your Kegels. And don't listen to Gwyneth Paltrow. Fantastic.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
It